we're ready to rock and roll. Got a little Stevie Ray Vaughan on the radio for you, TDM.
Hi, how you doing, everybody? Stevie Ray's going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Not only Stevie Ray, but Double Trouble as well, my friends.
I love it. TDM right now. Who is the host of Tasting Room Radio, TSN 1410, Saturday at 10 a.m.?
Thank you so
little
much.
Little Stevie Ray Vaughan, Radio TSN, TSN rocking it with Stevie Ray and TDM and the Frat Man.
Well, you've heard about love and it's up to the blind. My baby loving cause the sun to shine. And she must be a little thing. She might ride and joy.
What is she?
I've had a little of a boy.
Happy Friday
Thank
there,
you,
Terry.
Thank
Happy
you, man.
Friday.
I'm trying to bring the joy for you.
I'm glad
that Stevie Ray's going on, going in, and he's being recognized into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because he earned it. Double Trouble, man, it might be a case might be made there, but the guy, you know, he needed the band just like Jimi Hendrix needed the experience. So, and there's only three of them. They got to pack it in and stay with him. So I love that Stevie Ray. And the sad thing about Stevie Ray was that he just as he finally got his life back, his own personal life, he died in that tragic helicopter crash.
Yeah, it was sad.
Just as he was coming around.
Colin James was on stage with him, a few months before that, and Stevie Ray Vaughan introduced Colin James, and Colin went off and just ripped off some lead guitar break, and Stevie Ray Vaughan said, "You watch out for this kid, y'all."
Yeah.
And I thought, Colin tells that story, is just one of the big highlights.
That was Regina. They started, the whole relationship started, I think, in Regina, where he was living there. And so, I mean, the other guys are Green Day.
Was that
in
the Rockin' Your Regina tour?
Thank you. Stevie Ray, Green Day, Joan Jett, Paul Butterfield Blues Band. One of the, oh my God. See, there's a whole generation out there, David,
doesn't know
from Paul Butterfield. But when all of the blues being played in Chicago's South Side was black, he was the only white kid in the room, and he was determined to play that blues. Ringo's going in.
Yeah, now we got to talk about this. Yeah. I'm a fan of Ringo Starr.
Yeah,
but.
He's already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
You know, you're getting it. Because as a drummer, he was good.
Got a connection from the star, me and the...
And he was Eddie Lack,
Eddie Lack was on the show.
I don't know what
that is. That's how big Eddie Lack is in this town.
Wow.
He can come
he's
on
everywhere.
Anybody's show.
But Ringo Starr as a standalone, See, I see the other three, no question
about it. As a solo artist.
I got a problem with that.
I do, too.
Not as a Beatle, but as a solo artist. Is that what you say?
As a Beatle, yes.
Every time I see your face, it reminds me of... Get out of here.
Okay. Lou Reed.
Only 16.
Lou Reed's going in.
Lou Reed.
How big of an a-hole was he? Because I hear bad. I mean,
there was all that, but you had to just determine.
That's the heroine.
Yeah, that's which Lou Reed you were going to talk to.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I'm astonished that he lived as long as he did. Because
I'm a big fan of Lou Reed. Rock and roll, you know, standing on the corner waiting for my man with $26 in my hand. I mean, he talked about drugs and doing drugs, and, you know, he's part of that drug culture on the radio and basically made radio kind of famous for playing obscure rock and roll tracks. That was all about him in New York.
Yeah.
The thing that bothered me about him is when he came out in that 98 interview, and it's gone viral, that he thought the Doors were a joke, like clowns. I'm going, are you kidding me? How much heroin were you on?
Anyway, they're gonna salute him. That's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. And the other one is the Five Royales. And I love the Five Royales. And it was Steve Cropper who literally put out an album 2 years ago and said, "You must honor these guys." They were a doo-wop group, but they influenced everybody, and I just love their music. So I'm sure Steve Cropper will be there on the day. So it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and it's in Cleveland once every 3 years, and that's where it should be.
You know, just to finish this up, to give you an idea how big the Five Royals were, you talk about who they affected and how much they changed music. Everybody from Ray Charles to the Mamas and the Papas, to Eric Clapton.
Everybody.
Everybody took from them.
There's a track they did called Slum in the Slum that I still play. I still sing at top volume, my own little pea voice.
And your own little world.
That's
driving
right.
Driving in a car.
So, boys, let me tell you about the movies this weekend. Let me just, that's called a radio segue. The Longest Ride, which is this is the longest ride for me, this 10 minutes, but the longest ride is the 8 seconds that you, if you're a bull rider, that's what you want to stay on as long as you can. And this is a Nicholas Sparks movie. And what do we know about Nicholas Sparks movie? We critics crap all over his films and his books. And the audience out there buys the books and goes to the movies. So it's bulletproof. You want to talk about bulletproof? It's Nicholas Sparks. It's one of those films. So this is a date movie. Just like that.
Danny, The Longest Ride is a date movie.
Thank you.
You know,
I knew I was going to get into
trouble. Well, I mean, seriously. Hi, honey. We're going to go to a movie.
You love your
And then we're going for The Longest
Ride. Thank you. You know your Al Pacino. You know your Al Pacino? You like your Al Pacino?
I love my... Okay. Got to get me some Al Pacino.
You too? Dave?
Big fan, as always, but he's been struggling with some of the stuff. There's not been a lot of great...
Well, how do you stay Al Pacino?
I'm just saying, I just haven't seen anything that's been great. Does this work?
This works lovely. It's there's going to be some people grumble as they go up, but it could have been absolute crap, but he plays kind of like a Barry Manilow, Rod Stewart type of Neil Diamond character. A guy who should have been a Bob Dylan, but ended up not being, and being very commercial and crass, and he's lost all of his morals, and he's just hoofing her down the nose, you know, doing cocaine.
Cocaine.
Yeah, cocaine. And he's doing
What's
doing it on a framed copy of a letter that took 40 years to get to him. John Lennon wrote him. Now, that's a true story. There's an actual guy. So at that point, when you realize that he's doing his coke on top of the letter that he got from John Lennon, you realize that he's hopelessly lost. And then he finally turns it around. It is how he turns it around. And he wanted to surround, if he was going to do this and sing on stage, he wanted great actors around him. So he got Annette Bening and Bobby Cannavale and Christopher Plummer and Jennifer Garner, like really good people, and it's solid, and you're going to love this as an Al Pacino movie. You really are.
Doing cocaine off a John Lennon letter.
Yeah.
That's like skiing down the mountain in a Spider Savage outfit with bullet holes in it.
Now, if you want to find, how much time do we spend with women in our lives, guys?
Tons.
You notice how I had to move on? Because I have to. I have a limited amount of time here. Will he ever come back, do you think?
No, we don't care.
Okay.
Just go.
Clouds of Sils Maria. Clouds of Sils Maria is Juliette Binoche and the amazing Kirsten Stewart in a two-hander. And it's all about women, aging, acting, the price of fame. It is absolutely fantastic. And for those guys out there who want to know how women think and tick and how it all works out, if you just have any questions, go and see this movie.
Didn't I already see the Mel Gibson What Women Think movie?
Did. And the other movie I want to tell you about is the young and prestigious T.S. Spivot. It's a very small, quirky little film. T.S. stands for Tecumseh Sparrow. He's a kid played by Kyle Catlett from The Following. And here's the deal. He's 10 years old. He's living in Montana. He's got he's brilliant as a scientist. He's invented a perpetual motion machine, and the Smithsonian wants to honor him in Washington. They just don't know he's 10 years old. This is really brilliant stuff here. Helena Bonham Carter is his mom. Judy Davis is the Smithsonian. And good old Callum Keith Rennie is his cowboy dad. And Rick Mercer is in there as well, by the way. Oh, one more thing. Even though it says it was all about Montana, it was shot in Kamloops and Lytton in southern Alberta and Quebec.
Bringing work to the fine British Columbia workers out there.
You were mentioning Tasty Room Radio. Can I just tell you who's going to be on?
Yeah, you know, you're on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock on TSN 1410.
Did
you know that?
Sir. I did know that. The companion station to this station right here.
The brother's sister.
There you go.
Yep.
So it's Tom Seaver is going to be on the show.
Great.
Because it's baseball season. Yep. And he's retired, and all he wants to do is just walk the vineyard, Diamond Mountain, and look down on Napa Valley and make wine, really good wine. So I said, what's in your room? I kind of knew the answer to this. What's opposite you? And he said, all the baseballs of my life. I said, what's the most important one? What's the one do you look at every day? He said, that one right there. I was 12 years old and I pitched a no-hitter in Little League.
Oh, that's cool.
There's some great stories in there. So, I mean, he's a very happy guy, is Tom Seaver, and the wines are spectacular, okay? We're also going to talk to the Wine Diva about touring Tuscany. Everybody wants to go to Tuscany. Chateau Piscay in the Ventoux region of the Southern Rhone. And finally, ladies who shoot their lunch, a wine from Australia. And it's all for game. It's wine made specifically to go with game. And there's lots of gameys out there, right? So Tom Stevens is going to be on there.
Ladies who shoot their lunch.
That's it. That's what it's
called.
I
don't know if I want to date one of those ladies.
Well, could I bring it in and maybe pour it for you?
Yes, of course.
Oh, by the way, the wine today is a Malbec. Because next Friday, boys, I want you to get ready for this, because next Friday is World Malbec Day. Dave, I know that you're not with me.
It's just changing my whole life, just as you speak.
This is called La Posta. It's about $20, $21.
That's amazing for $20.
And this is from Angel Palucci from Mendoza, okay? And that's an entry-level Malbec. You can get them up to $40, $50, whatever. I went looking for a BC Malbec. I wanted to pour you a BC Malbec. I'm going to bring some in next week, a gaggle of BC Malbecs, okay? But that is just a reminder that in a week, and you can start celebrating now if you want.
I am. I'm doing that right now. I celebrate every time you walk through that door on Friday.
You know, we love to hit the post here. And I'm going to, because how many times have you introduced this record?
Well, Joan Jett in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. Yeah. And you got Miley Cyrus, who's going to induct her. I think that's a little weird. The only way that it'll be very exciting if she comes in off a big hammer licking the hammer. Happy Friday.
Been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me.
Yeah, May. Out of control room right now is Rockin' with Joan Jett. Need to open an office in Vancouver or get a team working in Calgary? Regis will make it happen fast with office space wherever you need it. Regis, the new way to work. Terry flew in. He had to get into the building, but he had to use the Brother Jake Edwards Hotline, which is presented to you by C&D Logistics. If your business needs to ship freight, leave the logistics to C&D Logistics. Visit cdlogistics.ca. 7:56, super safe time on a Friday. Take you home where we can be alone.